The end of the 16th century was a time of exploration, both geographical and musical. Western classical music was on the verge of a major shift, and ships set sail daily from European ports to foreign lands. For Matteo Ricci, a Jesuit priest and occasional composer, the land of China was his destination, and along with his belongings, he brought two clavichords. A modern-day telling of Ricci's story has blossomed into a cross-cultural extravaganza, extending from the concert halls of Bloomington, Indiana, to the National Center for the Performing Arts in Beijing, China, where the historical brass ensemble Sakabuche will perform on December the 8th. It all began with an idea from China specialist Kathy Barbash, who thought to put Sakabuche together with a contemporary composer to explore the musical experiences of Matteo Ricci. Now the ensemble, led by Linda Pierce, embarks on a tour far greater than they ever expected.
The National Center is comparable to the Kennedy Center here. When you get invited there, you better go. It's a real opportunity. It's a real opportunity for the Jacobs School of Music, for the Early Music Institute, for Indiana University. There are a lot of Chinese students here on this campus, so there's a lot of possibility for – it's just a good representation of the kind of exchange we want to be doing right now. So having that concert anchored the anchored our project and allowed us then to seek out the other concerts.
The concert at the National Center for the Performing Arts, affectionately known as the Egg for its signature titanium dome, was just a starting off point for the ensemble, who envisioned more even before their proposal was accepted.
We were visionaries in a sense. Once we get the invitation to the Egg, then we'll also be sure to try and do this and this and this and this and this and this. And it was our great dream to perform in the Nantong Cathedral, which is the cathedral where Matteo Ricci preached. It has been rebuilt, but the foundation is still the same. And we secured a concert there, we just found out last week. So we will be performing there on the evening of the performance, the same day that we do the performance at the Egg at the National Center. So we'll do a morning performance at the National Center and an evening performance of the Matteo Ricci project in Matteo Ricci's cathedral. So we're very excited about that. Yeah.
And following the example of Matteo Ricci, the ensemble has taken it upon themselves to be ambassadors not only for their country, but the emissaries of historical brass, something Pierce says they take very seriously.
I don't think there's been a lot of early brass brought over there, on occasion perhaps, but not in this format, not with these lecture demos at the universities and conservatories. So I think that for us, that's very exciting to think, oh, wow, we're showing them what a sackbut is. Wow. For the very first time, it's really important that we think about what we're going to say, that we explain to them why we do it, that we're really clear about that, that we have an idea of what we're doing, why we're doing it, and that we play well. You know, we really want to go there and make a good impression. Yeah. I think that is prominent in all of our minds, that we are, you know, ambassadors in a sense for this project, and that has a lot of weight and importance to us. He was exceptionally gifted or exceptionally hardworking. He was noted for his good manners, for his great language skills, for being a real intellectual. They revered him in a way that few foreigners were revered there. And I think that is very special. Matteo Ricci, his gift of being an ambassador, of cultural exchange, of being able to mingle in that society at that time, is certainly what inspired me. And I think it's what inspired our entire artistic team. And it's my hope that the members of Sakabuche are also inspired by this. I think they are. That we can, you know, in some way take the spirit of Matteo Ricci with us as we act as cultural ambassadors.
Ensemble Sakabuche will perform Matteo Ricci, His Map, and Music in Beijing, China this week as part of an 11-day tour of concert venues and educational institutions. Linda Pierce spoke to us in the WFIU studios. The project will also be featured on an upcoming episode of American Public Media's Performance Today. You can find out more about Matteo Ricci, see videos of the Bloomington preview concert, and more at our website, wfiu.org/arts.